I've been on Audubar stage more times than I can count. And when I was asked to do a story for Stoop, I landed on one experience that I had very quickly. I've gotten to do a lot of really cool things as a musician over the last, like, 15 or 20 years. I've had full orchestras, like, learn music that I've written and fucking perform it in front of people. I've performed at the Kennedy Center and done ballrooms to thousands of people and opened for national touring acts like Andrew WK and all kinds of shit. So when it came to the story I was going to tell for Stoop, it made the most sense for me to tell you about a band I was in the year 2007 called The Shittens. We were, as the name suggests, a very shitty, kind of edgelordy punk band, and we were offered a gig to play on this stage in 2007 for an event called The Freakers Ball. And that ball lived up to its name. It was a subversive, challenging, very edgy, freaky event. There are photos. If you look up, you can pull out your phone and type in Baltimore Freakers Ball, and you'll see a person doing a Buffalo Bill style like, right on stage with like a younger person just kind of being like, woo! Right over on the side. Lots of really, you know, kind of edgy punk rock groups coming through, and the Shittens were asked to play. And it was the one-year anniversary of our band, and the Shittens did songs like one called Baby Bird, where it was a song about how the mother bird should regurgitate worms into the mouth of her baby, and then their baby would vomit it up, stuff like that. We had a band called The Faces of the Place that was based off of a personal ad posted in the back of the city paper where the advertisement buyer was begging someone to forget the rag, get on their knees, because the face was the place. Take that as you may. So we were here, and the Freakers Ball was happening. It was this really kind of chaotic event. And we decided to pregame before we came to the show for our one-year birthday. We had a drink that we created called Grim Team. It was green tea from Royal Farms mixed with Kentucky Gentleman. And what we would do is dump out the top third of the green tea and fill it with whiskey and then pour that over ice. And we arrived. There was a bunch of other kind of edgy, subversive punk bands that played. All kinds of wild stuff was happening, including a baby in a crib sort of like pen thing over there, like right over there, who had a like tag thing on the side of the cage that said baby. It was supposed to say baby Chrissy, but it said baby Kissy on the side. And it was like a 35-year-old dude in a diaper with a bippy and a bib and a one of those little bonnet hats, kind of like crying and shaking a rattle around. People were like throwing tips at them. I was actually asked multiple times while backstage drinking if I was the baby by the punk rock front person of the headliner for the evening. From what I understand, and I actually was having a little bit of a trek down memory lane with my former bandmate of the Shittens, Kurt, about how the organizer of the show named Jim Lucio was the name of the fellow, was really stoked to have us on the bill because of our subversive, sort of edgy repertoire of songs. We finally took the stage, and suffice to say, I was, I don't know, in my mid-20s, something like that. I think we all were. I had actually only been living in Baltimore for about 2 years and had sort of just gone headlong into trying to be like a rock and roller. So I was, you know, we were all getting all fucked up and everything. We played the set and we did all of our stuff. And because it was our one-year anniversary, we decided that we had to celebrate. So we closed our set with a cover of the G.G. Allin classic, bite it, you scum. And I can't speak for everybody else in the band, but I personally was in what I call the drunk tunnel. What that is I was playing my parts. I was erect, like standing up, and just playing the four chords of that song, at, you know, just basically maintaining. I didn't have a really strong memory of the full performance. Again, like I was younger, and I think this might have been actually the first or second time I actually got to play the stage here at Auto Bar. And I was just kind of just doing what I was supposed to do, but we were looping and looping and looping this chorus version of Bite It, You Scum. And because it was our one-year anniversary as a band, we had organized four chocolate cakes backstage that, when put together in sequence, spelled the term "eat shit" right on the front. And we got the cakes out, and we couldn't really figure it out because we were too fucked up. So we got kind of frustrated, and I don't know exactly how it went down, but basically picture a snowball fight, but with cake. Like, everyone in the audience, all of us, Rob Girardi, the sound person, were you not the sound person for that? So, this was not part of the plan. It did, however, happen. And I was very new to the Baltimore music scene in 2007. And apparently myself and I think one of our other bandmates was like, let's cheese it. Like, we gotta get out of here. Because we didn't plan for this. I talked to my drummer, Matt, and Kurt, and they explained that, like, pretty much everybody just, you know, like, used quarters and all kinds of different things to clean the cake out of the carpet. They had to change the whole carpet. You know, I think Mike Bowen was grumbling past sons of bitches fucking. I almost got banned. The Shittens as a band almost got excommunicated from the Auto Bar as a musical group. The aftermath of it was really great. There was a band called We Are Seahorses who threw a toy vacuum at me and tried to start a fight backstage. What was great about that Shittens experience was, I still run into people who ask me if I was in that band that had the cake fight in Auto Bar. Since then, I've played many shows here. Obviously, I have a great reverence for the venue. And I still really appreciate that show. And it was the first thing that I thought to talk about for Stoop, because if I'm going to be in the Auto Bar, I have to talk about the one time that I almost got banned for life. Thanks very much.